Prologue. Hello, welcome. My name is Juliet Williams. I am grateful and deeply honored that you are here. This story begins at the ending, which means that if you are here, then I am not. But it's okay. My life was good and my life was complete. It came to so much more than I ever thought possible, or than my very humble beginnings would have given me the right to expect. I was a wife, a mother, a daughter, a sister, a friend, an immigrant, a cancer patient, a lawyer, and now a writer. I tried to live always with good intentions and a good heart, although I am sure I have hurt people along the way. I tried my best to live a full, rewarding life, to deal with the inevitable trials with grace, and to emerge with my sense of humor and love for life intact. That's all. Even though I am dying in my early 40s and leaving my precious children behind, I am happy. My life was not easy. That I survived infancy was something of a miracle. That I made it to America, also a miracle. Being born poor and blind in Vietnam on the losing side of a bloody civil war should have defined my life and sealed my fate. Those things marked me, but they did not stop me. Dying has taught me a great deal about living, about facing hard truths consciously, about embracing the suffering as well as the joy. Wrapping my arms around the hard parts was perhaps the great liberating experience of my life. Directly or indirectly, we all experience the hard parts. The events that we hear about on the news or from friends, those tragedies ending in death that happen to other people in other places, which make us sad but also relieved and grateful as we think, there but for the grace of God. Destructive hurricanes and earthquakes, violent shootings and explosions, car accidents, and of course, insidious illnesses. These things shake us to the core because they remind us of our mortality, of how impotent we truly are in the face of unseen forces that would cause the earth to tremble or cells to mutate and send a body into full rebellion against itself. I set out here to write about my experience of that, both the life lived and the trials endured. Neither comprehensively, you understand, but enough to fully show you the distance I traveled and the world in which I made my life. And what began as a chronicle of an early and imminent death became, if I may be very presumptuous, something far more meaningful. An exhortation to you, the living. Live while you're living, friends. From the beginning of the miracle to the unwinding of the miracle. Juliet Williams, February 2018. 1. Death, Part 1. March 1976, Tam Kê, South Vietnam. When I was 2 months old, my parents, on orders from my paternal grandmother, took me to an herbalist in Da Nang and offered the old man gold bars to give me a concoction that would make me sleep forever. Because I was born blind, to my Chinese grandmother, I was broken. I would be a burden and an embarrassment to the family. Unmarriageable. Besides, my grandmother reasoned, she was showing me mercy. I would be spared a miserable existence. That morning, my mother dressed me in old baby clothes soiled with brownish yellow stains from my sister's or brother's shit that she had not been able to wash away, even after countless scrubbings. My grandmother had ordered my mother to put me in these clothes, and now stood in the doorway to my parents' bedroom, watching my mother dress me. It would be a waste for her to wear anything else, she said when my mother was finished, as if to confirm the rightness of her instruction. These were the clothes in which I was to die. In desperate times such as those, there was no point in throwing away a perfectly good baby outfit on an infant that was soon to become a corpse. Our family drama played out in the red-hot center of the Cold War. South Vietnam had been liberated by the North 11 months earlier, and a geopolitical domino came crashing into the lives of the Yips. By 1972, the war had turned decidedly against the South, and my father was terrified of losing